Ready, ready. You're listening to the Padded Room Podcast. My name is Darian. Miss Monica is here.
I'm here.
Happy birthday, Monica.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, happy
this
birthday.
This weekend was Monica's birthday. Buddy's also in the house.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Monica, how was your birthday, babe?
It was good. It was fun.
You drank a fishbowl.
Yeah.
That's impressive. I don't think I could drink a fishbowl of water.
Right?
Yeah, I'd have to pee 26 times.
Well, I have learned that if I ever order one of those, I am bringing extra alcohol in the water bottle and pouring it in there.
It wasn't that strong.
No.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell was that? Shipwreck?
Shipwreck.
Yes.
What? Pineapple and tequila?
I could tell there was OJ in there.
OJ, too?
Juice, yeah.
Very acidic.
Yeah.
That stuff. Gave me some gas.
Oh, yeah.
And I had the sweet poops the next day.
I'm not going to lie. Me too.
You too?
Yeah, I did
Dude,
too.
I gotta quit drinking the fruity stuff, man. I'll just do shots from now on or just hit it straight from the bottle.
Yeah.
I get stuff with it comes with an umbrella and one of those Happy Meal toys.
Uh-huh.
And then the next day I got the diarrhea.
Yep.
It's bad. It's bad business, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I can drink now, though. I didn't throw up.
Yeah, me either.
I usually do. That's my modus operandi when it comes to party time.
Is that why we sat closer to the bathroom?
Yes. Exactly right. And I knew your wife was coming, too.
Oh, yeah.
She also likes to vomit.
Yes.
Her and I were going to have a vomit party later on, but I canceled it because I didn't vomit.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Very cool. I'm gonna start the show with a little public service announcement, if I may.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And I want you to know that I'm saying this out of love and respect to all of our gamer friends out there. I'm not talking about like the dude bros that play Call of Duty. I mean the real gamers.
Oh,
the guys who know what the 10-sided dice is used for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a gamer myself, and believe me, I'm as big of a dork as the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
Went down to the game shop the other day with my buddy, played a little mixtape massacre. Is it like a group of guys playing D&D?
Still?
Oh, yeah, they're in their like 30s to 50s.
Wow.
Now, that's fine. Let your freak flag fly, especially at the game store. I get that. And they were going all out, too, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Good morrow, fair maiden. You are long of hair and chubby of bosom.
Wow.
Yeah, which is fine. Do whatever. Here's the problem, man. On four separate occasions, I myself witnessed one of these guys pick his nose and eat it. That is so gross.
Yeah.
That is unbelievably disgusting.
Yeah, do that in your own house.
Dude, he thought he was being slick with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he does. He's got like a giant fucking beard.
Uh-huh.
And like he would start with like a beard stroke, and then he would just kind of rest the hand on the cheek, and then you see like a nose scratch going on, and then the finger goes in, and then he would observe the booger for a moment, and then just slowly into the mouth.
Oh, wow.
God damn it. Oh, that is gross.
Did you call him out on it?
No. No. I told my friend, I'm like, dude, there's some booger eating going on behind you right now. And he's like, don't. I know you want to say something.
Yeah.
Please don't say anything. I'm like, I'm not going to do anything. Like, I watched it four times and then like.
Oh, four times?
Four times he did this.
Oh, my goodness.
And he thinks he's being slick. He's sitting right across from me. I'm watching this whole thing unfold.
Is he looking around at all?
A little bit. I mean, he's focused on his D&D.
Right.
So he's like, oh, my good man, you will slay the dragon. And then the finger goes back in, and then right down to.
Oh, wow.
Fourth time.
That's
fourth time it goes down, I'm like, dude, it's going down. I get my cell phone out, and I'm like, he's going to be a YouTube sensation.
Oh, no.
And then, of course, that's when they get up and leave.
Oh, okay.
Why do people eat it?
That is so gross.
I don't understand why
so
you're eating it.
Are they secretly delicious? Do I need to try one just
no.
to find
no.
out?
No. I always see people do it in their cars.
That's me. Yeah. But I don't eat it.
Yeah, I don't eat it. Yeah.
I'm looking for pay dirt when I'm stuck in traffic. Yeah. I'll go knuckle deep up in there. Uh-huh. And then the window comes down and flat. I don't put it in my mouth and eat it.
Yeah.
That, if you're over the age of 7 and you're still eating boogers, fuck you. That is fucking disgusting. God, boogers.
I have a secret about boogers.
Uh-oh. Are you a secret booger eater?
No. However, I can't wait to wake up in the morning and dig in there, right? It's one of my things to do, and so I'm not gonna lie, I get like lazy, and so if I find something, I'm like, well, fuck, I don't want to get out of bed yet. So
you wipe it. What are you, on the carpet?
Not on the carpet.
Under
like
the mattress?
Not on the mattress, but since our bed is encased in a wood frame,
right?
So I'll like put it on the wood, right?
She's got like 6 years worth of boogers. Yeah.
It's like a mound that looks like bubblegum.
Gotta get it in with a paper scraper.
Yeah. So one day my sister-in-law was over and she's like, oh, Monica, she's all, you must have like spilled Coke because you know how Coke like dries. She's all, there must be some Coke spilled here. And I was like, no, that's where I pick my nose. She's like,
oh, wow. Oh, wow. Monica, I am so into you right now. I think I'm in love. So gross.
So are we doing a food challenge on this?
I'm not.
No.
Go fuck yourself. God. All right, you maniac. Dude, here's my move. All right. Say, I get it. I get a little stuffy, and I'll be the first to admit, I pick my fucking nose. If you can't be a gentleman and blow your nose, fine, wipe it on the bottom of your shoe. That's my move.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you take your shoes off. Where's the booger? I don't know. It's going, don't eat it.
Yeah.
And if you're going to eat it, like put it in your pocket and eat it later or something. Don't do it at the game store, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah.
You disgusting man. Oh,
ew.
All right.
Ew.
Enough about us and our booger placements.
Yeah.
Let's get into a regular show here, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
We got horror news. We got listener mail. We got all the usual shenanigans. We got just a fucking gem of a movie to get into this week.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes horror news.
Horror news.
All right, what do you got?
So I have an official release date for Flatliners.
Ooh.
Ooh.
It's been moved back again.
No.
Not surprising.
Yeah, so now it's September 29th.
2017. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Not that far away, actually.
Yeah, it seems like forever.
Well, it's like...
almost a year.
Yeah, it's like 10 months, so, you know. Any word on remake, sequel? Sequel, I think, was the last we heard, right? Because I think they said Kiefer Sutherland was going to reprise his role as Nelson.
Yeah, from what I read, he's not going to be in it now.
Oh, really? So maybe we're back to remake then.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Son of a bitch.
I know.
Hmm.
And then, have you guys heard of Shout Factory TV?
Nope.
I have.
You have?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
You've got to watch it?
I haven't watched it. I order most of my Blu-rays from Shout Factory.
Oh, okay.
I have not checked out the TV thing, though.
Huh, they're... Roku. I don't know. I
have to check it out.
I'm going
to
check that out.
But they just launched a new episode, or their very first episode of Horror Hunters.
What is that all
about?
It's
like Pawn Stars.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Horror memorabilia?
Yes. So they're going to be all over the place looking for the most sought-after items.
They can start right here in this room.
How cool will that be?
Probably start at Monica's place with the booger bedroom set. That's pretty sought-after.
I want to see them fighting over it. I think that'd be pretty cool.
I wish they put this on regular TV, because we'd like to watch it.
Right, but they want you to sign up for Shout Factory TV.
Okay. Well, I'll have to look
into that.
It's a marketing ploy.
I'm sure a swashbuckling individual such as yourself could dig it up.
I will.
Mm-hmm. So, one way or another.
And that's all I got.
All right, buddy.
All right, so I got one for you.
Don't Breathe 2 is in the works, and it's supposed to be better than the first. The first one was with Stephen Lang.
Right.
Yeah.
Monica saw the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She says, no, not so good.
Yeah. They're ecstatic about the second one.
Everybody's in love with it. Have you seen the first one?
No.
Me neither. But everybody seems to really dig it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah.
I like Stephen Lang.
Yeah, me too.
I like him.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right on. I'm psyched
for The only one I didn't care with him in it was that Monkey Shines. Monkey's Paw, yeah.
That was poo. But that was a chiller movie.
Yes, that was a chiller
movie. Fuck those guys.
But yeah, so I'm looking forward to this.
Is he going
to
be in part two?
I do not know. They didn't say.
Oh, okay.
Because they're still in the writing phase and all that stuff. So, but they have some ideas in mind, and they don't want to give any details away, but they said it's just going to be amazing.
Well, that's what they say about every movie. Yeah. I'm making a movie about sandwiches. It's going to be the best sandwich movie ever.
Well, they said, you know, they don't want it to be like the first and just call it two, you know.
Okay.
So they have a different idea in mind. They're pretty excited about it.
All right.
So there you go. That's all I got. What do you got?
Okay. 112 Ocean Avenue. We all know the address.
Oh, yeah.
Off the market. Sold for $850,000.
Actually, I'm surprised it's that cheap.
I was going to say, it's relatively cheap. That's waterfront property, and that's a huge fucking house.
Yeah.
But it's possessed.
Yeah. Is it? I don't know.
Wasn't it for sale at one time for like $359?
I think so. It goes on sale like every 4 or 5 years, which makes me think that perhaps there's some spiritual... I don't know. Either that or they're just wanting to sell it because it's a big house.
Well, whoever bought it should be able to make their money back by opening it up.
That's what I say.
That's what I would do.
Do like a paranormal investigation, horror, destination type of thing.
I would.
I'll go in there.
Movie memorabilia all over it.
Get in there. Yeah. Do something with it, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I would live there for like a year. Just to see what's going on. You know, break out the Ouija
board. Seclude yourself in there.
Yeah, go crazy with it.
Yeah.
What else you got here? Vivian Kubrick, Stanley Kubrick's wife, has started a Kickstarter or a fundraising campaign for Shelley Duvall. Have you guys seen pictures of Shelley Duvall lately?
I've seen the pictures, but I didn't read the story.
She is a giant mess, and she is...
why does that not surprise me?
Dr. Phil is doing like a whole workup on her as part of like a ratings ploy.
Is because she was like beat up in the movie? Not literally beat up, but like mentally beat up in The Shining?
I'm sure that has something to do with it.
It was her eating disorder.
She is a big person.
She is now.
Yes. She's got like the chin turkey neck thing.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to see a picture of her.
It's bad.
Wow.
I don't think you'll even recognize her.
Wow.
That's how bad she looks.
Yeah.
Mm.
So look out for that. If anybody wants to contribute to Shelley Duvall, other than The Shining and Popeye, I can't name a single Shelley Duvall movie.
I can't either.
I'm sure. I know she's been in other movies.
Yeah, I'm sure she's been in a lot.
And I know at one point she was considered attractive, although that was long before I came into anything. I don't know. Those teeth, man.
Yeah.
Those buck teeth. Forget it.
She was perfect at Popeye, though. She fit olive oil. Tea.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't Breathe 2. We talked about that. Train to Busan.
Yes.
Remember that one?
Yes.
Yeah. What about
I still haven't seen it yet, but it's getting a VOD release of December 13th and a Blu-ray release of January 17th.
Cool.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'm psyched. Everybody.
Were they making a part two?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sequel to that one. I don't know when that's coming out. I got to check out this Busan business.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we got to do that one.
We should.
Yeah. That's not public domain, so not this month.
No, though. Not this month.
Because this month we're in Shitsville as far as movies go.
Yeah.
Fuck. Why do we keep doing this to our... who cares? Lastly, it looks like Dave Chappelle has spoofed the infamous Negan scene on SNL.
Oh, funny.
You guys get a chance to check that out?
I haven't seen that one,
He comes out as Negan, and instead of Rick and all the guys, it's all his old characters from the Chappelle show.
Oh, funny.
So he's basically playing every single person in the scene.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he ends up beating them all to death.
Yeah, I would, too.
Good times. Check that out. I saw it on Bloody Disgusting. I'm sure it's on YouTube also if you want to check that out.
Definitely.
It's funny stuff. You should definitely check it out. That's all I got on the horror news. All
right.
How about a little listener correspondence?
Listener mail.
Emails, voicemails, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Let's start it off with our old buddy, Lonely Bob, coming all the way from Tokyo, Japan.
Hey, Bob.
Let me get you set up for the Terra Dome here, Bob. His real name's Kevin, by the way. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys are aware of that. I'm going to use my Dexter pen syringe thingy. Lonely Bob, subject line, votes. Singles, Chucky versus Werewolf, vote goes to Werewolf. Just kick Chucky across the room. That's exactly what I say, Kevin.
Yes.
I get it. He's a creepy doll, and he's got some funny one-liners, but really, you don't have to be afraid of him. You can just put him in like a footlocker and call it a day. You know?
That's right.
Just put him in a shoebox and move on.
Somehow you want to muzzle him because, boy, that would get annoying if he's locked in there. I'll get me out of this thing!
Oh, he's going to shut the fuck up, or he's going to get barbecue sauce put on him and manhandled by my dogs. So that's how it's going down. Chucky. Charles. Teams, infected versus vamps. My vote goes to the infected. They only need to break into and break down the windows and doors of the building, exposing the vampires to daylight. That's exactly right, also.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really think about that whole sunlight thing, did you there, titty twisters? Kevin at Lonely Bob. Thanks for writing in, Kev.
Yeah, thanks.
And Kevin, thank you for your continued patron donations. We've got some big things coming up here in the padded room, and most of that is paid for by you, just so you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Up next, we got Sean right here in Reno, Nevada.
Hey, Sean.
Subject line, this week. All right, Terra Dome. I know he won't win majority, but I'm going with Chucky for singles. Well, I'm glad he got on the board, because nobody likes a blowout. He keeps coming back, whereas various versions of the Wolfman have been defeated many times.
Mm-hmm.
For teams, I'm going with the infected. The inability to feed on them and the chance at getting infected themselves puts the vampires at a disadvantage, in my opinion. I agree with you, Sean.
All right.
I watched Evidence through a haze of NyQuil and other cold remedies. Of course you did, Sean. All perfectly legal in the state of Nevada so far.
No, not legal yet.
So I honestly barely remember any of it. I think it was pretty good, though. Maybe I'll check it out again when I'm a little more lucid. As for Monica, it sounds like something I should know, but it looks like I used up all my guessing ability last week because I can't figure out who she is this time.
You're not the only one.
Yeah. We thought we had it, but we were off. Very cool, Sean. Thanks for writing in, my man.
Yeah.
Here comes Ryan from Montana.
Ryan.
Subject line, Terra Dome picks. Hey, Padded Room, just a quick email for Terra Dome. In singles, I will take the Wolfman.
Right on.
You betcha. And teams, I will be that guy and take the titty twister vampires because I like saying titties.
Yeah, that's a really good reason why, too.
You are immature, right? In fact, let's all say it together. Ready? One, two, three. Titties! Woo! Our wives are in the next room. Just saying. Later, Ryan. Thanks for calling in, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Or writing in, I should say. Alrighty, here comes Crease.
Hey,
all
Crease.
The way from Washington. Subject line, Crease's weekly email. First off, the bacteria Monica mentioned lives in common tap water. It's just very weak and will not survive in your stomach.
I'm never drinking tap water again.
Well, there goes that. I guess that's going to be a strict diet of Monster Energy and Four Loko for me. Educating and Monica make me realize I need to watch a lot more horror movies. I'm not getting a lot of these. Well, it's because she's digging the very bottom of the fucking
right?
The very bottom of the goddamn barrel. Going back to prehistory for these goddamn movies.
Oh, my God.
For the Terra Dome, going for Wolfman and Titty Twister Vampires because I want to have you write another scenario. Well, shit, Crease. All right, fine. Wolfman and the Titty Twisters. More soon, I hope. Crease. Thanks for writing in, Crease.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We got some voicemails here.
All right.
It doesn't look like he called in, but I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. Alan got engaged this week.
So yes.
Yeah.
Let's all congratulate Alan.
Congratulations.
Alan.
Oh, Alan.
Woo!
Alan. Alan. Let's educate Alan on what he has to look forward to in the married life.
Yeah.
Monica just got like a 1,000-yard stare on her face.
I don't know what to say, so I'm being quiet here.
It's probably best that way. Yeah. Our wives are in the next room, after all.
I mean, the first 3 years will be great, but after that, it's going to go downhill.
It's just a sharp downward spiral into self-loathing.
10 years of your life lost immediately.
Just lost. Opportunities, failed dreams. here comes Gracie's Poppy.
Hey, GP.
GPZ.
Hey, what's up, GP?
If you don't mind, I'm just going to take a couple minutes or a minute or two to pimp somebody else's shit.
Okay.
Your friend of mine, Pat Wall, better known to us as Creep Creeperson.
Uh-huh.
He's been doing a podcast in honor of Twin Peaks coming back, the new season of Twin Peaks. I think it's coming on Showtime. I gotta wait until it goes on Netflix or Amazon, whatever.
Very cool.
But Twin Peaks is coming ramping back up. Creep has a or Matt has a podcast, Wow Bob Wow, the Wow Bob Wowcast.
Right.
Which it gets you back into it. He's gone through not only the series, the first two seasons, but he's also gone through this book, The Secrets of Twin Peaks.
Okay.
So it's kind of cool, and he just started it, and it's a little quirky, but...
Right on.
I'm excited for it, because I'm excited about Twin Peaks, but me and Sarah are watching it. I've been watching it. This is like the third time I'm watching it.
Oh, wow.
I'm bringing Sarah into it. She's hooked.
Okay.
And also, speaking of Twin Peaks, he's also getting back to writing the final installment, the final season of Black Star Game.
Very cool.
Now, I love this book. I love this series. It's going to be an emotional thing for him because this is like the end of something he's been working on for like ever.
Right on.
And I can't wait till it comes out. The entire first season, the first book, is on Amazon for free.
Wow.
So you can check it out for free, cost you nothing. And hopefully you guys will like it. Also, while we're talking about, how about we go to Matt's better half, Zoe?
Yeah.
Who I love dearly.
She's great artist.
And check out her stuff. She has some great, great, great stuff.
She does.
I got a nice print of Pennywise and Jason Voorhees and his mom. And she just made a one for Prince.
Ooh,
so, Prince the singer.
Oh.
Which looks really pretty fucking cool. If you're a fan of Prince, you might want to pick up. Go, I think it's Zoe Wall art, or just look up Zoe Wall art. You'll find something there. I just wanted to, I love them. I can't, I'd love to see Matt get back on the Black Star Kane thing because I'm fucking thrilled about that.
Very cool.
I just want to pimp that out.
Right on.
The Wild Bob Wildcast. Twin Peaks coming back, baby.
Twin Peaks.
And Black Star Kane. And Zoe.
And Zoe.
That's it for now. Right now, I'm driving home in a fucking blizzard. What the fuck is going on? It was 70 goddamn degrees this afternoon. Now I got snow coming out my ass. What the fuck? Anyway, I'm going to get home. I'm going to get fucking hammered. Fuck
good.
There.
That's what I like.
There you go.
That's what I like to hear. Very cool. You know, it's a funny thing. I was thinking about this. We just had our 5-year anniversary here in the padded. Well, I had mine. You guys have been around for a while. It's a funny thing the way this podcast situation has developed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you think about, well, I can tell you about it. It started off with a show called The Cadaver Lab, which was Mike Cadaver and his buddy Sam out of Utah. I started listening to that. I started calling their show, and I thought I'd never want to do a podcast because I'm not very entertaining. And I don't have very high self-esteem, so why would anybody want to listen to me?
I think you did a great job.
Well, thank you, buddy. It's nice to hear that. And then, but my introduction to the Cadaver Lab was actually Gracie's Poppy, because this was before even Facebook, really. This was, they had like their own forum and their own website, and GP had to accept my request to get into the Cadaver Lab. Cadaver Lab turned into... Corpse Cast, which is what it is now. We're here. The funny thing about that, though, is that there was two listeners that would call in consistently to the old Cadaver Lab and the Corpse Cast.
Mm-hmm.
Zoe and Matt. they, in their own whatever bizarro universe, through the cadaver lab and our ridiculous podcasting thing, ended up getting married. Zoe was in the UK at the time. Matt was in Los Angeles. And
wow.
And they're married.
Wow.
How fucking nuts is that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody out there from the padded room wants to marry somebody else, let us know what you're looking for, and we'll try to put that together for you. Yeah. Dr. Dale is still available, ladies. I'm just going to put it out there.
Or men. He's still available.
That's right. he'll take what he can get. So think about that.
I can see him in latex.
I could see him in a lot of things.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
On all fours.
Doing some kind of a human burrito type of a situation. Just roll him up in a big carpet.
Oh, wow.
GP called back, or possibly Sarah, I suppose.
Hey, GP.
There he is.
Hey, GP.
I'm just sitting here thinking.
He sounds sad.
No, that's kind of sad.
What are you sad about?
That you realize that you can't hang with the big dogs.
Who are you trying to hang with?
I mean, two scotches.
Oh.
Two spiked seltzers. And a tall can of Twisted Tea. And I was out like a light. They gave me a big tall glass of warm milk.
Wow.
That sounds like a lot to me.
Yeah. Monica, drink a fish
bowl.
I used
to be able to be a party guy. I don't know. Anyway, let's see. The foot's a pterodome. Pterodome, Chucky versus Wolfman.
What do you think?
You know, there's this comic, Hack and Slash. I don't know if it's still around or not, but yeah. I got like the big-ass fighting thing.
I got him, too.
They have Chucky in there. Chucky's okay. Cool as fuck. I mean, he's a smart-ass. He's... I mean, I don't know, but I'm going to give it to Wolfman, just because.
Thank you.
But it was close. Chucky is a lot better than... You know, you're not going to let me change the vote.
Nope, you're in.
Anyway, all right. I gave it to Wolfman.
Thank you.
Titty Twister, Vamps versus Infected. Now, did the Vamps change and become Infected Vamps, or did the Infected become Infected Vampires? I mean, it can go either way.
Well, I don't know.
So that was a little bit tough. I'll just go Infected. Fuck it.
Thank you.
excuse me. Immersion therapy. Evidence?
What'd you think?
I don't know. Something about being a quote-unquote serial killer that you have to lug around an acetylene tank for your torch.
That's stupid.
That's kind of fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And what was
gonna
the flare gun? Was that like a revolver flare gun? He shot, like, or she, or he, or it, or whatever, shot those flares pretty fucking fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't that fucking thing get heated up? I mean, it's kind of, I don't know. I mean, it was kind of mediocre up until the last 5 minutes, but if you look at those last 5 minutes, that's like a Saw ending. That's one of those gotcha show the final reveal, and that was like, Saw made that.
Yeah,
that ending.
That's true.
So, I don't know. Okay, I guess it was worth for the last 5 minutes to get that little thrill finding out what the fuck actually went on, but I don't know. Didn't really care that much about it.
Yeah, me neither.
That's it for now. I'm just going to go wallow in my old man-ness, you know, where I ain't as young as I used to be.
Apparently not.
I don't know. Kind of depressed now.
Oh, just calm down.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
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 All right. You need to come drink with us.
I was just going to say, right. I'm putting Monica on the next bus to New Jersey. She's going to show you how to drink. God, GP. Actually, that's a lot. What did he say? Two shots, a Twisted Tea, and something else?
Yeah, something else. That's
I'm not fucking with GP. That's a vomit for me.
Yeah.
That's a vomit for sure.
Yeah.
Plus, he's mixing it all up there with all the shots and the booze and the tweet teas and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's definitely the sugar squirts and probably a vomit for me.
The tea would have put me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those things are sharp.
Yeah.
Are they? I haven't had
one.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah, they put a lot of booze in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's not be depressed about it, GP. It happens. What are you going to do? Sometimes you roll with the big dogs. Some days you sit on the porch. What happened? Dog fart?
Yeah.
Yeah, this one was really bad. Yeah. I'm laughing.
Well, Deacon
laughing gas.
Deacon gave him a slice of pizza earlier.
Oh,
so
boy.
I'm sure that's bad business. All right, you motherfuckers. That's all we got on the mail. You guys got anything for Sean, Ryan, GP, Crease, or Kevin?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for writing and calling in.
Thank you very much, guys. And your listener correspondence is what keeps me doing this, because I would feel like a dick if I just quit doing the show and I still had a bunch of mail in the inbox. That would be a dick move, if you ask me. But enough about me. Let's get into a shitty movie here, shall we?
Yes.
Well, you don't really need to watch the movie now after that trailer. I think we're pretty much good. We're talking about The Vampire's Night Orgy from 1973, starring Jack Taylor, Dianic Zurakowska, and Jose Guardiola. Directed by Leon Klimovsky, written by Gabriel Moreno Burgos. Inmates, if you don't really want to watch a horror movie, but you do want to hear some jazz flute, right. I think this would be a good choice for you, because that's basically what you got here.
Mm-hmm.
Aye, aye, aye. I think this was a prequel to From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, yeah, it could be.
Or maybe Dusk Till Dawn is a remake of this. Mm-hmm. Like, because if you take Dusk Till Dawn, but you take all the cool characters out, what you have is The Vampire's Night Orgy.
Yeah.
And you add some very homely-looking young ladies, mm-hmm. You know? Ugh. All right.
Yeah. I didn't realize who Jack Taylor was.
Who is Jack Taylor?
He also played the professor in Pieces.
Okay.
Wow.
He was the he was the American, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Huh. Very cool. So we're I guess, in Spain somewhere is where we're at, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. Italy or something. Mm-hmm. And we got a tourist bus going through the countryside, headed to some city there, and we meet the characters on this bus. We got your basic body count gang. You got your token asshole, He's going to complain about everything the whole time. You got a couple of drunkards. You got one out-of-place hot chick. You got a sweet, innocent-looking dude. He's our math teacher. And you got one mom and her young daughter. And you got some other guys in there, but they don't really matter because they're going to be dead in a few minutes. They're just there for I don't know, just to up the body count, really.
Yeah.
They're driving along. We meet all these people. There's a little dialogue there. And then the driver has a spontaneous orgasm.
Yeah.
I wish I could have one spontaneous orgasm. Have you guys ever had one of those? Does such a thing even exist? I read about it once in a letter to Penthouse. But I think it was probably bullshit now that I think about it. The lady's just walking around, throws herself an orgasm. Anything? Nothing? Mm-hmm. Am I a crazy person?
Well, for females, if you clench your legs tight enough, you possibly could.
Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, so it is possible.
Okay.
What does a guy got to do to...
So I don't know what you guys have to do.
Scissor our legs.
Yeah, like... I don't know. Maybe you need a special chair or something.
Dry hump something.
Apparently, all you got to do is drive a bus through the Spanish Hills. And then...
He was thinking of the night orgy.
Great.
Yeah, I know where I'm headed.
I want to get my night Stupid. I don't know what the fuck happened to the driver. He just kind of fell over dead.
Yeah.
Pretty much is what happened.
That was so weird.
Fuck. The good news, though, is that the passengers of the bus managed to stop the bus from crashing.
Mm-hmm.
They get him out of the driver's seat and start driving off. Pull over for a second, and they're like, oh, shit, this fucking guy's dead. I guess he had a heart attack or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or he fucked himself to death somehow. And we got a big problem here. So they pull over. Everybody's like, what the hell's going on? The little girl gets out of the bus and just kind of goes walking off into the hills. And she meets a little boy, and they kind of run off to play for a few minutes. Very cool. The asshole of the group is like, well, I'm going to be late to my meeting, so we need to get this fucking bus going. We'll pull over at the next town and drop the dead guy off and go from there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, mm-hmm. Fantastic. Pack everybody back up on the bus and hit the road again. Come to a small village by the name of Doña.
Yeah, there was a crossroad, and there was like two towns, and they decided to stop at the first one.
Yeah, which is Doña.
And they looked at the map. Hey, this isn't even on the map. Well, we got to get the guy...
Yeah.
You know, get some sleep or whatever.
Yeah. Don't go to Doña. Doña know?
Doña know.
I've been practicing that one in the mirror. I've had that one chambered for a while.
Why does that not surprise me?
Padded Room Podcast, your home for corny jokes.
That's right.
And boogers. All right, they get to Doña. It's now getting late at night. They get out. There's nobody in this fucking town at all. They walk around for a few minutes. They come to what I guess was a bar / restaurant / inn. And they go inside. There's nobody there, so they just start drinking, pretty much. Which I think is breaking and entering, technically.
Yeah.
Or at least some kind of a crime. You can't just be going into people's houses
right?
drinking their booze. One of the guys who took over the driving duty of the night kind of looked like Charles Bronson in a weird pimp coat.
Mm-hmm.
He drank himself into a stupor right there in the bar area of this place. Everybody else kind of went up and found bedrooms and went to sleep. Cut to later that night, he kind of comes to there in the bar, and he sees the French doors are kind of blowing in the wind. So he goes to close them, and then he sees like some people walking around out in the street, so mm-hmm. he goes and follows them, and he follows them a little bit more, and then he comes to like a weird alleyway, and then he basically gets jumped by a bunch of vampires. And I use the term vampires loosely,
because
really these were just very pale senior citizens
yeah.
that didn't really jump him per se, they just kind of...
Gave him a stare down.
Gave him a good look at once over.
Yeah.
And then they started walking towards him, and then he freaked out. And then he tried to run, but then he, like, one of the old guys, like, shoved him, and then he fell down. And then it went into, like, Michael Jackson Thriller mode,
mm-hmm.
where they all got into a big circle around him and kind of crouched down over him. And then that's.
Bunch of horny old men.
It's what it is. There were some chicks in there, too. I thought I saw a chick in there. She's a senior citizen, too, though. And then that's all we see of Charles Bronson for that night.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to the next morning. Everybody's getting up and around. And we then now the villagers are out and they're walking around. And that's cool. We get to meet everybody. Go downstairs and have breakfast. We meet another guy the night before, an American, whose car just happened to break down there in Donya. Don't you drive your car through there either, buddy. I am gonna nail the Donya thing into the ground.
Yes, you are.
Padded Room Podcast. His car broke down, and he just happened to be close to this town, so he was walking around trying to find some people. He's that the night before, he's checking into his room, and we find out that he's got a little peephole in the back of his closet, which allows mm-hmm. him to spy on the hot blonde while she's getting ready to go to bed.
Yeah.
Now, I'm all for peeping in on your neighbors, but peephole placement is very important.
Right.
Because that was basically in the middle of a painting, but it wasn't like the typical painting where you take the eyeball out of the painting and then right. you can look through and then it just looks like a painting of an eyeball.
Uh-huh.
This was like in the middle of a house.
Yeah.
First off, you want your peephole right about crotch height because you never know when it's going to turn into a glory hole. It could go either way, buddy. You got to be ready. You could have like a Porky's situation on your hands. You don't want to be, you know, if it's up there, you got to get like a stool or something to stand, put your wiener through there. I don't know how she didn't see this dude checking her out.
Yeah.
It was like right in the middle of a painting and there's an eyeball.
Yeah, it's a big asshole too.
Yeah, and it was like a painting of a house or something. That fucking house has an eyeball in it. What's that all about? All right, well, anyway, that's what's happening. And now we kind of have like a budding relationship between the hot blonde and the American straggler. Very cool. Cut to the next morning. They're up. They're having breakfast together. We get to meet the mayor of this town, I guess.
Yeah.
I forget his name, but he looked kind of like Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's rocking a turtleneck, too. That's how you know he's important.
Yeah.
This part's kind of creepy. They go downstairs for breakfast. They get coffee and rolls. And then the mayor shows up, and the guy that owns the inn is like, hey, man, we got plenty of dough and coffee, but they're going to want some real food pretty quick, so what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And the mayor's like, don't worry, the countess will take care of it. Now we cut to, the blacksmith shop a couple mm-hmm. blocks away.
Uh-huh.
This giant dude with a Bob Ross fro.
Andre the Giant shows up.
With a fro.
Yeah, right?
And he's like, I'm here on behalf of the countess. And the three blacksmiths are looking at each other going, we're fucked.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just grabs one of them, kills him. And then next you cut back to the inn and they're all eating like meat pies and steaks and
yeah.
stuff. So basically I'm saying they ate that guy?
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, they really emphasized it.
Yeah, when the guy goes, I've never had such tender meat yeah. like yeah. this.
This meat is delicious.
The mayor yeah. goes, In fact, I know you haven't.
Yeah. Never ate a blacksmith before. Jesus Christ. Ate a mailman once, but that was a whole other story.
That's right.
All right, that's creepy. So now it's like, okay, well, this sucks. We got this dead guy. We got to do something with him. About that time, Charles Bronson shows back up.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's all pale, and he's kind of quiet all of a sudden. And he's like, come out here. Or no, he goes and talks to the American. He's like, don't worry about the dead bus driver. I took care of it. And he's like, good, because I didn't want to drive anywhere with a dead guy anymore. So that's good. The Charles Bronson is now a vampire. You mm-hmm. you can mm-hmm. tell, because he's quiet, and he's very pale. And that's typical of these vampires in this village here. All right, scary stuff. They're like, okay, well, good thing you got rid of the old dead guy there. Let's get back on the bus and get moving because I don't want to be here anymore. So they get packed onto the bus. We're getting ready to go. The American guy gets in his car. He tries his car first. His car won't start. So right. he gets out and he pops the hood and he doesn't know anything about cars. So the bus driver, Charles Bronson, is like, look, plenty of room on that bus. Why don't you just come on with us? You can send somebody for the car later. Okay, perfect. He gets all packed up on the bus. He was good for him because now he gets to spend more time with the hot blonde. And now the bus doesn't start either.
Yeah.
Fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're stuck in Donya. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to let it simmer for a minute and then I'm going to come back to it. So they're like, okay, well, that sucks, but since you're going to be here for a while, they're talking to the mayor, since you're going to be here for a while, why don't you go ahead and check up here at the cabin or the inn or whatever, and we can go up and meet the countess here in a few minutes. It's going to be awesome. She likes seeing people and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They do that. They go up. They meet the countess. The countess, I'm saying a low six.
Yeah.
Redhead, that's hot. Heavily made up, but when she goes into vampire mode, it looked like it put on like 4 years, four or 5 years. She got very old and haggard in vampire mode. We'll get to that in a second there. They're all hanging at the Countess's place. She's kind of a crazy, aloof type of character. She doesn't talk a lot. And she insists that the math teacher stay behind to recite some poetry for her.
Mm-hmm.
And the math teacher's into it. He's like, what did he say? If making you happy will be the most important thing of my life or something like that.
Yeah.
You're a loser. You need to get a PS4 or something, my friend. But I get it. If I was the math teacher, I'd stay behind too, because I know exactly what the Countess is into. I'm not an idiot. I'll recite poetry all night long, baby doll. Everybody else goes back to the inn. The poor math teacher stays behind. He actually does recite some weird soliloquy for her, and she gets wildly turned on by it. She's like, thank you for your acting ability. And then they start making out. And then I assume they had sex, but she was wearing a bathing suit, which I thought was weird. Or some kind of a weird, like, monotard thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a black bodysuit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what vampires do for sex?
This one does.
Weird.
Maybe it's the kind that just, like, unsnaps in the crotch area. Oh.
Well, that's great, but
easy access.
I need to see the boobies, too. So that's not going to work. We're going to have to get that thing off you there, Countess. If you want the D-Man, I need the whole package, not just the bottom half. That's kind of creepy. And then, like, they have sex in that very 70s stylistic way where the camera gets blurry.
Blurry, yeah.
And then, again, with the fucking jazz flute, because we haven't had enough of it already.
Mm-hmm.
And then we cut to our math teacher is asleep, and he's very pasty, and he's got, like, some body hair. It's kind of weird. And, like, the Countess is, like, stroking his forehead.
Yeah.
And then he wakes up, and he's like, oh, hey, babe. And then he sees her, and now she's in vampire mode. And she's like, ah!
Yeah.
And she looks quite a bit more haggard than I hate that. You go to bed with a hot chick, and then you wake up in the middle of the night.
That's right.
Yeah. The makeup came off.
And I'm sober.
See, that's guys have it easy. Because see this right here? This is as ugly as I get. I can't wash this off. This is ground zero right here. Youch! He's like, hey, sweetie, pillow talk, you know? He's just like backpedaling. And she's coming at him with the fangs. And then she bites him. And in a
Did you like that roughhousing fight they had?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The forearm tug? Yeah, that's typical of 70s movies.
It looked like dancing.
Yeah, you grab my forearm, I'll grab this one, and then we'll just kind of go back and forth for a little bit like that.
And do the hokey pokey.
Yeah, pretty much. Maybe do a couple twirlies in there. So she bites him. I assume she kills him or something. And in a particularly dicky move, she just tosses him off the balcony where all the geriatric vampires down there are waiting to catch him and eat him. That's kind of shitty.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll have sex with you, but you got to at least let me stay indoors for the rest of the night. You can't be throwing me off a second floor window. All right. So there goes our math teacher. Now we cut back to the inn where our the rest of our stragglers are left behind there.
Mm-hmm.
There's like two old drunk guys that are shacked up together, and they're up drinking and playing cards, and they start getting like rocks thrown at their window.
Yeah.
All right. So one of them looks out there, and he's like, hey. And Charles Bronson is down there throwing rocks at the window. He's like, hey, what are you throwing rocks for? He says, come down here to the bus. I want to show you something. So they go down there to the bus. It's now, like, late at night. They go into the bus, and Charles Bronson, like, gets him in the bus, closes the bus door, and then it's about to have a vampire attack because we get the extreme close-ups of blank faces staring at the camera. So they're like, hey, you're acting weird, dude. I'm going to get off this bus. And then, like, we find out that the bus is filled with all the other senior citizen vampires. And basically, there goes those two guys. All right. Scary stuff. At this point, we're down to our mother and daughter, our hot blonde, our American, and I think that was about it, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty scary. We started with about six or eight people. Now we're down to four. Cut to the next morning. It's breakfast time again, and apparently we ate the entire blacksmith.
Yeah.
Because now we got to send out for another blacksmith.
Yeah.
Bluto there goes. This is another dick move right here. Yeah. Bluto goes to the blacksmith shop and he's got his hatchet with him. Yeah. And he's like, I'm here on behalf of the countess. So everybody's like, fucking shit, he's gonna eat somebody. Yeah. He's like, no, I just need my axe sharpened. And he's like, okay, I'll sharpen your axe. So he sharpens Bluto's axe and he's like, all right, here's your axe. And he's like, okay, you can go back to your work now. The countess said you only need one arm. Yeah. Hey, hey, not just a goddamn. I just sharpened that axe for you. How about you? There's got to be like a fucking baker or something, or some kind of a fence builder in this village. Right. What is it? What does the countess have against blacksmiths? That's like the go-to for human meat. Jesus Christ! Like,
oh wait, it's not sharp enough yet.
I just quit this job. Actually, I'm gonna go thatch some hay or whatever the hell. I'm gonna go get drunk. I have AIDS. Yeah. I have AIDS, so you don't want to eat me. Mm-hmm. I also have other diseases. I have that weird bacteria from the drinking water there. You don't want that.
Yeah, my meat's no good for you.
It's no good. Bad meat all around. Have you met my friend Dale? All right, that's creepy. So now we get like a little chase scene, and Bluto basically roughs up this old guy and cuts his arm off. Mm-hmm. And then we cut back to the inn where we see everybody eating and stuff. Now, what we didn't know is that while this the thing with the two old guys happened last night, a couple windows down, the American was watching this whole vampire attack take place. Mm-hmm. Saw Charles Bronson throw the rock, saw the two old guys get down, and saw him get bum-rushed in the bus. Mm-hmm. So he hooks up, well, he peeps on the hot blonde again, because, mm-hmm. you know, that's what, to be honest with you, I probably would do. I'd probably, like, slip a finger through there. And be like, I see you.
Finger, huh?
Yeah, well, that's why you need it a lower version. You can't have it up too high, goddammit.
Get a ladder.
But if I stand on my head, it'll be perfect. That's pretty creepy. But he tells the hot blonde the next day, and he's like, hey, man, something ain't right. Charles Bronson hasn't showed up in a couple days. Those two old guys are missing. The math teacher is probably getting his balls licked up at the countess's place. Weird shit is afoot here. We got to get going. As they're having this conversation, the mayor shows up again. And again, they're eating this weird meat stuff. The mayor sits down. He's like, hey, how's it going? And they're like, oh, pretty good. You want some food? And he's like, I already ate. And then as they're having this conversation, the blonde, like, looks at her plate and finds a finger, like, underneath the potatoes.
Yeah.
And goes into full-on freak-out mode. But when this blonde freaks out, it's like one scream and three hair tussles.
Yeah.
Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And then she, like, falls on the floor. Yeah. I get it. You need to be dramatic for these situations, mm-hmm. but let's just chill out a little bit.
Yeah. Overachiever.
Yeah. The mayor sees this, and he's like, oh, shit. And he runs back into the back room of the place. Comes back out a few seconds later, and he's like, oh, my God, we had an accident this morning, and one of our cooks had an accident, and we've been looking for that finger right there, so it's a good thing you found the finger. And then one of the cooks comes out, and he's got, like, his hand all bandaged up with blood, yeah. which tells me that basically the mayor saw the finger, ran in the back, and cut the finger off, rubber, yeah. which is another dick move. Yeah. Oh, God. This is a village full of dicks is what it is, dickheads. Don't stop here.
Hopefully the meal was free.
Yeah. Fucking well better be. Jesus Christ. So now they're freaking out. They know exactly what's going on. These people are either cannibals or ghosts or vampires or some other shit. We got to get the fuck out of here right now. They go up and they talk to the mom, and she's like, yeah, we got to get out of here. Something ain't right. The American goes out to the old the car there, and basically what he figures out is that the car doesn't start. But when he popped the hood, it's basically like a spark plug had been removed, mm-hmm. but it's still there. So all he's got to do to get it started is put the spark plug back in, start the car, they can go.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That's the plan. But we got to be like sneaky with this shit, because if they find out that they're going to go, they might try to stop them, or they might wreck the guy's car again.
Right.
So, scary stuff. They're like, okay, as soon as night falls, we're going to get the fuck out of here, so that's what we're doing. Mom is like, she's like, okay, well, I'm going to round up my kid. The kid is taken off again, the little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she's now playing with the little boy in the cemetery.
Yeah.
Mom goes looking to try to find her little girl. Instead, she goes down into like the basement of the inn, which is basically the titty twister at this point. There's like all the weird catacombs, and she finds like the coffin chamber and all that shit. She runs afoul down there of the Countess, who's like in back in full-on hag mode. She comes out of the sarcophagus, all that shit, chases the mom all around. Mom runs back upstairs, goes through. Now the village is deserted again.
Right.
Okay. That's kind of creepy. She runs back upstairs, but she still can't find her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to the daughter playing with the kid in the cemetery. I'm a little confused as to what the fuck happened here. All I know is that they were playing, and then we cut to the daughter who's laying on the ground.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So basically, that was when the people came by.
Okay.
And he's trying to get her to be quiet, but at the same time, she's being suffocated. So he accidentally suffocated her to death.
But he buried her, right?
Yeah, to hide her.
Was that before? That okay.
No, it was after.
So he buried her to hide her, and that's when she suffocated.
No. She died while he was suffocating her to be quiet when those people came through.
Oh.
And then since he killed her, he was crying like, oh, shit, what did I just do? Because he was trying to wake her up, and she's dead. Well, I might as well just cover her up. But okay. Left like an arm out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is, he did the same thing with her doll.
Earlier, yeah.
Don't hire this kid to bury anybody because he does a pretty half-assed job. Yeah. Half of them in and out of the ground. Either you don't want that kid doing it. All right, that sucks. Good news, mom managed to evade the Countess, and now she's trying to find her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to the cemetery, finds the daughter because she's got a hand sticking out of the ground,
mm-hmm.
and then she gets attacked there at the cemetery and basically gets vampirized also.
Yep.
Sucks. Back to...
Wasn't it in the bedroom?
Did she get attacked? No, that's right. She was a vampire.
Yeah, because she dragged her out of the
Dirt. She was a vampire by the time she got to the cemetery.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, she got at the hotel by the Countess.
Yes.
In a very lesbian, which should have been a pretty hot scene. But it wasn't because it was, again, with the jazz flute and the fucking bowl.
That was my favorite part when all the old men attacked her on the
bed. Monica! They did like a full-on dogpile, dude.
Yeah.
Like the last guy, he wasn't even touching her. He was just on top of other old guys. Yeah. That's why you don't want to be the last. Well, I don't know, whatever. Whatever you're into, Monica. All right, scary stuff. So she's out running around now. Finds her dead daughter and like drags her out of the grave, and now she's all fired off.
Mm-hmm.
Cut back to the American and the hot blonde. They're like, "All right, sweetie, it's time. It's go time. Go get in the car." She gets in the car. He pops the hood, puts the spark plug back in, and starts the car. All the vampires, which now include everybody that was on the bus, like dogpile on the car.
Mm-hmm.
They go taking off. They have to like try to evade these fuckers and end up running a few of them over. They're just about to get the fuck out of town, and the Countess jumps in the back seat of the car.
Did she jump in there, or was she already in there?
I think she jumped in because you saw the door open and then like close quick. That's what I'm thinking. Could be either way. They get driving, and they spot the Countess in the back seat. So, is it just me, or was that a wooden spoon that she started hitting her with?
No, I thought it was I thought it was holy water.
Is that what it looked like, a spoon to me? I don't know.
I didn't think it was holy water.
Oh, okay.
It could have been. I don't know. It looked to me like there was a wooden spoon sitting on the dashboard. So she grabbed it just like my mom used to do and started whacking at the Countess in the back seat. Eventually, the Countess goes ah, and then she basically turns into three maggots.
Yeah.
And then the hot blonde sees the maggots and freaks right out. Shit.
Yeah. Well, I think it was also because they were in the sun too.
It could be that too. Yeah. But I'm sure those whacks with the wooden spoon didn't help at all.
Yeah.
You know what? Those things hurt, man. My mom used to give it to me with the wooden spoon when I would get out of line. That fucking hurt. So now they drive off. They drive out of Donya. Donya, come back there. And then they go to another village, and they're talking to the cops, telling them what happened. They're like, "You guys are dumb. There is no village there. There's nothing on the map. There's nothing out there." So the cops take the American and the blonde back to where they think Donya should be, and there's basically nothing there at all. No village, no nothing.
Yeah.
But when the camera pans around, you see the rusted out hulk of the old bus.
Yep.
And that's pretty much your Vampire's Night orgy. I'm not 100% sure these were vampires. There was no orgy, and I think most of this was filmed during the day with one of those shitty lens filters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling false advertising.
Yeah.
On the Vampire's Night
That's
orgy.
What I was going to say. Is this where Twilight came from? Because they were out in the daylight.
I think so. Yeah. To be honest with you, I couldn't tell when it was supposed to be day or night.
Right.
Because it was all just with that stupid filter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's the worst. I hate that. Because you get the idea that it's supposed to be nighttime, but everybody's still casting shadows and like wearing sunglasses and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's daytime. You just turn the contrast down, you fucker.
Huh.
What'd you guys think of the Vampire's Night orgy?
Well, Lord help me.
It's not good, man.
No.
You do get to see the blonde's boobs when the American is peeping on her.
Yeah.
That's about it, really. That's the high point of this movie.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they have sex?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Oh.
They might have. Well, we saw...
I thought they were kissing in a scene.
They were kissing in a scene.
Were they?
Oh, I just assumed they had sex after
Dude, whenever they start with a jazz flute, I just start looking at my cell phone.
Yeah.
And so find something else to do.
Some
until
of those pitches were really high, too.
Right. Yes. Fuck me. It's not a good movie, my friends, is what I'm telling you. I got a kill count of 8. It's if you want to see a much better version of this with better characters, watch From Dusk Till Dawn. I think that's about as good as it gets in the Vampire's Night Orgy vein of movies.
I was surprised there was kids in it.
That's true. Yeah, you wouldn't think they could do that.
Yeah.
Have a movie with an orgy or a supposed orgy and still have children involved. Should be like some kind of a law against that. Nasty. All right, let's take us a break. I'm done talking about this fucking thing. We'll get right back with some other stuff.
That's right. Don't you watch it.
Don't you even watch it. That's my joke, you son of a bitch.
Have any faith in a god that cannot even control creation? How can he lead you to salvation? This is your eternity. This is your eternity. This is your...
Bring about the time when we shall arise. Now, Legion of the Damned.
Welcome to the other side of reality.
If you like what you hear, head over to the Padded Room Facebook group and support us through the Patreon link with a small monthly donation. Check out the T-Villain link at paddedroom.podbean.com and grab some t-shirts. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
We're back.
I am orgied out.
That's right.
I can't take any more orgying. Too much with the orgy.
My hand is tired.
I am sopping wet. And I need to towel off for a minute. Thank you very much, buddy.
And I'm lactating.
Okay! let's get ourselves into the Terror Dome here, shall we?
Yes.
No tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
I'm not going to hurt you. You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains in. I'm gonna bash them right the fuck in. I'll kill you all. I'll drive you crazy. I'll kill you all. I'll make your dream come true.
6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Started off with last week's winners. We are in the Inferno Conference round 24.
Wow.
We had the Wolfman versus Chucky. As the sun rose and the full moon fell behind the horizon, a deadly silence fell over the Talbot House. Lawrence woke to find himself naked and bloody, his party guest dead, and his home an embarrassment of fluid and viscera. In one corner, a bloody, mangled head of a what was once a good guy doll. In singles competition, with a vote of 11-2, the Wolfman advances over Chucky.
Wow.
Yeah, saw that one.
Annihilated.
It's a freaking doll. Who cares? You know? I mean, it's great for scaring the little kids out there, but It's a doll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to see like Chucky versus Annabelle. That'd be
Yeah.
No, Chucky and Robert the doll. They're like match for match.
There you go.
Red hair, scar.
I'll even take a Chucky versus a leprechaun. How about that? That'd be fun.
The leprechaun.
That would be more of a like a verbal thing, like a shit talking.
Yeah, shit talking match. Yeah.
Let's take a look at the teams competition. We had the Infected versus the Titty Twister Vampires. The siege was over in under an hour. The vampires fought like devils to keep the infected out, but all it took was one of them to attempt to feed on infected blood, and the battle was over. The infection spread through the ranks of the vampires like wildfire. Once infected, the vampires lost all consciousness and were burned to death in the dawning sun. With a vote of 9-4, the infected advance over the Titty Twister Vampires.
All right.
Yeah, I figured that has, that's how that's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
They're a lot of fun, those vampires, but they're not really that scary. Be honest with you. I mean, come on. You got a mariachi band playing body part instruments all of a sudden. That's stupid. I mean, it's fun. You know, I like it, but not that scary.
No.
Let's take a look at this week's matchups. Inmates, as usual, bear with me. I am not very good at writing stuff. We're in the Inferno Conference round 23. To sleep is to dream. To dream is to die. At least that was the case for Tina and what was left of the Elm Street children. They were fortunate enough to survive the high school explosion, but were unfortunate in thwarting Death's design. Death demanded their lives and would stop at nothing until it claimed them one by one, be it by a series of unfortunate accidents or by the dirty old man that was haunting their dreams. The days of the Elm Street children were drawing few. Glenn fell asleep, never to wake up, four perpendicular slash marks running down the length of his abdomen. Rod perished in a freak accident involving a hot tub with a bad thermostat and a handful of Quaaludes. Nancy went in a similar fashion while attempting to booby-trap her own house. Now Tina was all that remained. She would die soon, whether it was on her feet or in her sleep, remained to be seen. Singles competition, we have Freddy versus Death. I'm going to take Freddy in this one because he's already dead. And I don't think Death can fuck with that. How say you guys?
I'm going to go with Death.
Death?
That's what I was going to go with.
Two for Death? Fine. Just fuck
well,
it.
I was pretty sure about it till you made that last statement there. Freddy's already dead.
Just saying. I mean, you can go whatever way you... think about the Final Destination movies.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's just one of those board games with the mousetrap where this falls into that and knocks that over and mm-hmm. then somebody gets electrocuted or something like that. Is that really going to work on Freddy, you think?
He could.
He doesn't even exist in a physical realm. He's only in your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
It's a duel.
It's what it is.
Yeah, you could really break that apart and analyze it.
I could write a volume on that one. Let's take a look at the team's competition. We're still in the Inferno Conference, round 23. An unholy alliance had been forged out of necessity. The infamous Driftwood family, on the run from Texas authorities, finds refuge in the wilds of West Virginia, in a long-forgotten and abandoned state institution. The institution's current residents, the Hattiger brothers, allow the cohabitation on the pretense that all meat will be shared, and the one with the painted face entertain them from time to time. But the alliance is broken when Jeb Hattiger attempts to take certain liberties with baby Firefly. In the space of less than an hour, both families prepare for total war. Traps are set, firearms are loaded, and blades are sharpened. An eerie silence falls over the structure as a peaceful snow begins to fall. Then, almost as though an unseen countdown had reached zero, gunshots ring out and the screaming begins. Team's competition, we have the Driftwood family versus the Hattiger brothers. I'm taking the Hattigers. I think they are a lot more efficient at killing,
mm-hmm.
whereas the Driftwoods are cheeky and fun with it. They'll tie you up and fuck with you for mm-hmm. a while and make you into a fish guy. You don't want to be made into a fish guy,
mm-mm.
but in hindsight, I think I'd rather be made into a fish guy than be pieced out and eaten. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How say you, buddy?
Same.
Hattigers?
Yep.
Monica?
Me too.
Three for the Hattigers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree. 100%. Those are your Terradome matchups for the weekend, mates. You have Death versus Freddy in singles and the Hattiger brothers versus the Driftwood family in teams. Get us your votes by next week, as usual, if you can, inmates. The mental health hotline is area code 775 2387 775-387-0275, or the regular old email at thepaddedroom2011@hotmail.com. In the meantime, you maniacs, I would like to tell you what I've been looking at this week. I've got quite a bit to talk about.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
At least one of us does.
I got all this extra time off, and I'm discovering all these Roku channels that I didn't know existed, so I'm digging. I'm like under the carpet of the horror theater. Oh, yeah.
What are you looking at?
Mm-hmm. Have you guys heard of a movie called Lake Nowhere from 2014?
Mm-mm. No.
You're going to want to check this out. It's pretty fucking badass.
All right.
It's retro as shit. It looks like it was filmed on like 35mm or something like that.
Ooh, just I like that.
Follow me on the. It felt like The Evil Dead met Friday the 13th met Night of the Living Dead.
Oh.
You got a group of kids, cabin in the woods. Mm-hmm. Of course, they get attacked by a slasher type of dude.
Okay.
Everybody that the slasher kills gets up as a zombie and starts attacking the other ones.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
It's very cool. You're going to like that one a lot. It's pretty low budget. All practical effects, though, pretty heavy on the blood. That one's pretty badass. Nightlight from 2015. Guy I work with has been up my ass about watching this movie.
Okay.
Kids playing basically hide and seek in the middle of the woods at night. It's kind of cool because the entire movie is shot from the perspective of a flashlight.
Oh.
So it's not like, you know, oh, say your name for the camera and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that's you as the flashlight and everything she sees is what you're seeing.
Oh.
So that's kind of original. The story isn't, though.
Oh, it's right.
The same old fucking shit. Not bad. The Stomach from 2014.
It doesn't sound good.
It's a short film. It's only 15 minutes long.
It is short.
It is short. You got that going for you. Found this one on Shudder. Oh, boy. So you have a psychic medium who can communicate with the dead.
Okay. Right?
But the way he communicates is through this tumor in his stomach.
Oh.
So people want to come talk to their dead relatives. They pay him. He puts like a toilet paper tube in his mouth, and then they have to like basically talk to his stomach, and then the tumor will communicate, the dead guy will communicate through the tumor, which comes out of the toilet paper tube.
Okay.
Basically, that's the pretense. Our story picks up when a mob boss is trying to find like some lost money or something.
Okay.
So he goes and talks to the guys that his dead associate through the guy's tumor, but then he has to kill that guy because he's now a witness. It's very for 15 minutes. It's very ambitious.
A lot went on in 15 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
This one's pretty dope. Der Samurai from 2014. You heard of this one?
Uh-uh.
You got a small town in Germany. A crazed transvestite with a samurai sword goes apeshit on this town and kills pretty much everybody in the whole town.
Wow.
And does like some pretty sick samurai moves too.
Oh.
And then, of course, there's one poor cop who's like the laughingstock of the town,
mm-hmm.
and he's trying to track this dude down. But I felt like I wasn't smart enough for this movie, because I felt like there was like some kind of a weird gay subtext mm-hmm. between the cop and the tranny.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get it, so mm-hmm. I'll just say it's
was
there.
Was it Der, like D-U-R-R?
D-E-R.
D-E-R, okay.
Samurai.
Der Samurai.
And it's a pretty fucking bloody movie, too.
I like that.
Willow Creek from 2013.
Oh my god!
Oh shit! Look out!
Oh boy!
Oh, fuck. You seen this one? Apparently, Monica has seen Willow Creek.
I have not.
This is the couple that go looking for Bigfoot. Yeah,
you got it, man.
Oh boy!
This is Jesus Christ!
That good, huh?
it's directed by Bobcat Goldthwait, who I love, but uh-huh. this movie is not very good.
Mm.
They're looking for Bigfoot. They're trying to retrace the Wright Himling video, which is that, you know, that iconic video of Bigfoot that we've all seen from the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to retrace that step and get back to that site. Oh, I would say like 85% of the movie takes place in a tent with just them and the camera, and he asks her to marry him, but she says no. And then with the sounds and the footprints outside, and then for some reason there's a naked lady.
Yeah.
In the woods, just wandering?
Pretty much. Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
There's your Sasquatch.
Well, I mean, I want to like this movie. You know what I'm saying? I'm reaching hard here because I like Bobcat Goldthwait. The only thing I could surmise was that at the very beginning of the movie, they're looking at a missing woman poster, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, look at her. What is she? I guess she went missing in the woods. Great. And then fast forward to like the last 5 minutes, you see this naked chick running around out in the woods naked. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say that was the chick from the missing poster.
Right.
And Bigfoot captured her and has been raping the crap out of her.
That's what I got.
That's what you got, too?
That's what I caught, yeah.
Any Bigfoot sighting in it?
No, there is no Bigfoot. There's a lot of screaming and
sounds
mm-hmm. weird moaning and stuff. The last, like, 30 seconds were pretty rough because you hear that dude's clothes being ripped.
Yeah.
And him, like, screaming and gurgling and shit. And while his should-have-been fiance just hauls ass on him. That part was all right, but you gotta sit through a good hour and 20 minutes of relationship stuff to get to that point.
I'll skip that one.
You want to know what else you should skip, buddy?
What else should I skip,
Dave? Leprechaun Origins, which I also watched from 2014.
Oh, goodness.
I'm not furious with this one the way everybody else is. It's got Hornswoggle in it. He's now the leprechaun.
Is this the one where they were in Ireland? The house. Okay.
Went to the cabin?
Yes.
Okay.
I appreciate what they tried to do. They tried to take a shitty franchise and make it scary again.
Right.
Didn't really work. Kind of turned the leprechaun into a chupacabra.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's like a little, you know, like a, he's got like claws and he's a weird nose thing.
Wow.
And to make a long story short, the locals basically feed these tourists to the leprechaun to keep them away from their village.
Oh, one of those.
But of course, okay. We have a survivor girl and she gets her hands on a shotgun and things go awry.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It's not very good. I appreciate the effort, though. You know, you tried to recapture something. Are there any diehard Leprechaun fans out there besides Warwick Davis?
No.
Probably not. So I think the shining ray of hope there was Jennifer Aniston, who probably didn't know she was in a horror movie. Right? Right? She thought she was in some relationship thing.
Yeah. Oh, Leprechaun, how cute. Yeah,
there's a little dwarf out there. Look at that guy. Yeah. That's what I'm looking at this week, Monica. How about you?
Okay, well, I didn't really watch anything.
Okay.
I did try to get back into Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Okay.
I just can't do it. I'm done.
Really?
It's.
What don't you like about it? Just too much with the cheesy comedy?
It's that it never, it's, there's nothing different. It's just like a 20-hour movie that just keeps going and going.
Yeah, I can see that.
And you're like, there going to be something different? Because we know what's going to happen.
Right.
It has become a bit formulaic in that every episode, mm-hmm. Bruce and his cohorts are there. The fucking things show up. They fight mm-hmm. them off. And then that's about that.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. about it.
I was kind of disappointed that they didn't bring that cop back. I didn't really understand what went on with her and why she's not.
Oh, the cop lady?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
I liked her. She was one of my favorites.
But yeah, I just quit watching it. Yeah. And then I did finish the season episode of American Horror Story.
I'm an episode behind.
Oh. Okay. God damn it. Oh. We need to discuss this.
Okay. I'll get on that right now.
It was bad.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what everybody's saying. This is the worst one so far.
I'm just baffled.
I was happy to see Tasia Farmiga for about 20 minutes and then... She went all Cannibal Holocaust.
Well, this, you know, I was watching the last episode and Jesse finally goes, what the hell are you watching? And I said, I guess this is the season finale.
Wow. Is that the season finale?
I thought it was.
Oh, shit. All right. I got to get caught up on that.
Yeah.
Is there any tie-ins? Just yes or no?
Any what?
Tie-ins to previous seasons?
I didn't notice any.
No? Mm-mm. Shit. All right. Mm. All right. I'll get it.
Maybe I was too angry.
See, that's why Angel hasn't been writing it anymore. She's working a heavy bag somewhere. All right, buddy, how about you, my man?
Finished Originals season 3.
Okay.
So I finally got that finished. And I started Arrow season 4, the first episode.
Oh, fuck me. I watched... First season of Arrow was like 25 episodes, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I like that show because it makes me like do pull-ups and stuff. Mm-hmm. Every time that dude takes a shirt off, I'm like...
Yeah. 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 I got some work to do.
Yeah. And of course, my wife is like, let's watch it again, but slower. Yeah. All right. I guess I'll go have a salad. Right on. Yeah, that's it?
Yeah, that's very it.
Cool. I do have to add one thing. I fell asleep, but the mister watched Arrival last night.
With Charlie Sheen?
No, the new one.
Which one is that?
Is her name Amy Adams, the redheaded chick?
Rachel McAdams?
No, the new movie that just came out.
I have no idea. It's called Arrival?
Yeah, I thought that's what it was called, The Arrival.
It's not ringing in. The only Arrival I'm thinking of is the one with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah,
with
no, aliens. It's not that one. Oh, my God. It just hit the theaters. Let me bring it up right
here. You fell asleep in the theater?
No, I fell asleep at home. Yeah, Amy Arrival, Adams. 2016.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of it. What is that?
I watched 10 minutes of it and fell asleep. Wow. And when I woke up, he was extremely angry.
Oh, jeez.
He's like, you got to fall asleep, and I had to waste 2 hours of my life.
2 hours?
I'm all, oh, was it bad? And he's all, stupidest movie ever.
Wow, what is it about? I've never even heard of this.
Basically, aliens come, and the only person that can figure out alien language, of course, is her.
Oh,
and they communicate,
right.
And that's
yeah,
it.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Too. I'm not big on aliens movies. I mean, I like it when they're scary and they have like face huggers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
When
mm-hmm.
it comes to like, oh, here they are and they want peace. And
yeah, they need to communicate.
Yeah, I don't care for that. I don't want to know about that. I want them to impregnate people or have like brains inside of the glass jug.
Anal probing.
Yeah. That's what I'm in for. I like a little anal.
I can't wait though for the Jake Gyllenhaal movie to come out.
Which one is that?
Oh, I keep forgetting the name. It's this new one where I'm thinking the storyline is his girlfriend left him for dead.
Okay.
She had a choice to save him or leave him, and she left him.
Oh,
but
great.
He didn't die.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Nocturnal Animals?
Is that what it's called?
Might be.
I can't wait for that.
Nice.
Because I have a weird fetish for that guy. Oh, yeah, because she's in it.
Who's the female?
Amy Adams again.
Oh, okay. Alrighty, how about some immersion therapy then?
Yes.
Immersion therapy.
Here's the problem I have with this one, and I'm going to go ahead and spoil it. I don't see those two hotties killing anybody. Not only that, but I don't see them taking an interest in killing anybody, because I think they would be too busy, like, checking their hair and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Hot chicks don't kill people, usually.
Usually.
I mean, there are some isolated incidents.
They are batshit crazy.
They can be, but they're usually like batshit crazy, oh, my hair's fucked up. Oh, fucking, I need a new car. That's how crazy I am.
I liked it up until I don't really tear it apart unless I hate just everything about it. But the cord. Did they have an extension cord that was extremely long?
That's another thing. You know, I remember I tried to watch this one before, and I got about halfway through it, and I was like, I don't give a shit. I do like Bill Moyer and Radha Mitchell, but I would have much rather just stayed with the cops and them trying to piece this whole thing together instead of all this found footage crap with the blowtorch.
Oh, okay.
And you're going to tell me either one of these two hot chicks knows how to operate an oxyacetylene outfit? Let alone a cutting torch to go with it.
Well, I have a hot niece, and she's learning this right now.
Really?
She wants this as her profession, and I'm like, God, she's too hot for this.
She wants to be a welder?
Yeah,
wow.
What's wrong with her?
They make a lot of money.
I know.
And it's pretty good times.
Yeah.
Hot welder? Uh-huh. Didn't you ever see Flashdance?
Yes.
Woo! And she'll have a backup career.
Yeah.
Monica's going to punch me in the face. Keep talking about my niece, motherfucker. Very cool. Buddy, what did you think of the old evidence there?
It was all right. I did like the very end of it.
The twist?
Yeah, the twist at the end.
I
assumed it was just the one girl that did the editing. That was my call at the beginning. Just because she made that one comment of, I can edit anything or whatever. I'm like, okay, you're probably the killer then.
Right.
But then to see both of them, I'm like, oh, I didn't see that one coming.
I didn't either. I didn't see any of that coming, to be honest with you. But to be honest, I didn't really care. So, yeah. If I was really interested, I would have, thought about all that shit, but I wasn't. I was more interested in Rhoda Mitchell and whether or not that button-down thing could go any lower. She qualifies for my MILF program.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. My Weapon X Umbrella Corporation MILF program.
Umbrella X.
Yes. Buddy, what do you have for us this week, sir?
All right, this week, let's check out 2014's Come Back to Me. It stars John Abrams, Andrew Beckham, Jeanette Branch, and Caroline Clements. It's directed and written by Paul Leyden.
Very cool. Check that out if you get a chance, inmates. We'll do the same and compare notes with you next week. Next week is Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't even want to think about that.
Yeah, Thursday's right around the corner.
Okay. Check that out, inmates. We'll do the same.
Short week at work, too.
Oh, very cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I got a 2-day work week ahead of me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. You want to talk about not giving a shit. Yeah. That's me. Not that I really give a shit on any other day of the week. All right. I think let's go ahead and educate Miss Monica, then.
Mm-hmm.
Educating Miss Monica.
Monica, I was pretty sure that you were the family from The Hills Have Eyes.
Uh-huh.
But I knew that you weren't because I remembered them saying something about going to Los Angeles and you said Colorado.
Uh-huh.
All right, break it down one time with the clues, please.
We were on our way to Colorado. We thought it was going to be a fantastic vacation, but it turned out to be a nightmare in hell. Why did they kill my dog? Why won't they let us go home? Did we make it?
I didn't make it.
I didn't make it either. I did not. And I don't appreciate the dog business either.
Right?
I know.
That's the worst.
Mm.
It was Race with the Devil.
Race with the Devil.
Oh. Peter Fonda.
Fonda in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The RV.
Vacation in Hell with the Devil Worshippers.
I could be wrong, but I think there's a remake.
Is there?
Yeah, I think it's got Miguel Ferrer and Catherine Isabel in it.
Oh.
I could be wrong about that. It might just be a movie that's extremely similar, but it's the same.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, check into that. That might be something worth looking at.
Yeah.
Hmm. Not a bad show, Race with the Devil.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's basically The Hills Have Eyes, but with bikers, pretty much. Right?
Mm. Not bikers.
It wasn't bikers in that
one? No.
What do you got?
No, they were in their motorhome. Peter Fonda was a bike builder, and he raced dirt bikes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was his character.
It's been a while since I've seen that one. Very good. If Peter Fonda's in the movie, then it's contractually obligated to have at least one motorcycle in there. Ghost Rider, Easy Rider, Race with the Devil. Wild Hogs, for Christ's sakes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
There has to be a motorcycle in there.
Yeah.
I think Tom Cruise has the same thing. He must ride a motorcycle through your movie.
Oh, really? A crotch rocket.
Crotch rocket. Yeah. All the Mission Impossibles, he rode a motorcycle. Top Gun, he tried to race a fucking airplane in a motorcycle.
Was he riding Ducatis?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I'll have to look
that up. He was riding, what's her name? Kelly McGillis. Who is now like a gross grandma type of person. All right, whatever. Weird stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's, what are we doing? Give us your clues for the week there, Monica.
Okay, so we're still in the 70s.
Okay.
Remember that.
All right.
Shit.
Okay, here we go. A cabin in the woods, maybe the Garden of Eden, streams, camping, OPs, hostile environment, mutation, giant salmons. Wow, I thought this was going to be relaxing, but boy, was I wrong.
Wow.
Does this involve a heavy dose of, claymation and stop-motion animatronics?
No.
Okay. All right. God damn it.
Oh! This is easy!
Yeah. All right.
I gave you guys, like, all the clues.
Yeah, I got, like, four movies to pick from, but I'll save that for next week. I'm pretty sure I know what this is, though.
Should I give the inmates one more piece?
Give us a little piece there.
Yo, Adrian.
Well, I thought I had it. Now you fucked me up. Sylvester Stallone? All right, whatever. Well, try to figure that shit out, inmates.
All right.
Maybe Frank Stallone is in there. I don't know.
Hmm.
All right, let's break it down with a little werewolf action.
Yeah.
And we'll put this one to bed.
The Company of Wolves.
Booyah. What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? Standard Thanksgiving dinner type mm-hmm. of stuff?
Yes. Us, absolutely nothing.
Nothing at
us.
All? Order yeah. a pizza.
Oh, yeah? A turkey pizza?
That's what I would do. Yeah.
No, I think we're going to go to Capriati's and get that Thanksgiving type.
Oh, the gobbler.
The Bob.
The Bob?
Yeah, Bobby, I think is what it's called.
Oh, yeah. It's got cranberry sauce.
Yeah, cranberry stuffing and turkey on it.
That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, inmates, Thanksgiving is here. The good news, though, is that if you stick with a traditional Thanksgiving dinner, it's actually not that bad for you. Turkey's good for you. It's lean meat. You're going to want to take it easy on the mashed potatoes, the stuffing, and the dinner rolls. Those are what's going to kill you.
Yeah.
Super high in carbs, and that's where the fat comes from. And if you're like me, you're not too into working out Thanksgiving Day
no.
or anywhere near the holiday of Thanksgiving. There's a lot of horror movies going on there and some mm-hmm. football games and yes. some underpants and some couches and some but PS4, a lot of PS4 in there. Especially when my wife's cooking. I like to stay out of her way. What I'm saying, inmates, is go ahead and go crazy on Thanksgiving. Just take it easy on the high carb stuff. Cranberry sauce also.
Really?
Although that is a natural diuretic. So if you want to overdo the cranberry sauce, oh, okay. then you can go nuts with the fucking the rolls and the stuffing and the mashed potatoes.
I think I'm going to do shots of it.
Shoot right through you. That shit will go through you like a Japanese bullet train. Boom!
Yes!
Your poo's going to come out like the log ride at Disneyland, where just your butthole opens up and bleh.
Keep that in mind.
I don't know how much more descriptive I can get about your turds, buddy.
Please don't.
Oh, I think that's about going to do us. Who wants to pick next week's movie?
I think
it's Monica's turn. Let's pull the box up. I'm ready for Public Domain Month to be over with.
Yeah.
We've only done two movies. They've both been pretty rough.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay, oh, Monica. I think we already did that one.
We did?
I think so. Your options are The Giant Gila Monster, The Fatal Hour, Dead Men Walk, or The Mad Monster, which I think we may have already done.
What was the second one?
The second one is The Fatal Hour.
Let's do The Fatal Hour.
The Fatal Hour from 1940.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, starring...
Oh, Lord.
Sorry, guys.
Starring Boris Karloff, Grant Withers, and Marjorie Reynolds.
Fatal Hours?
Yes, The Fatal Hour.
1940.
1940. Join us next week for The Fatal Hour, inmates.
Yeah.
In the meantime, again, thank you very much to Kevin in Japan and Sharon in Oklahoma, our patron contributors for the month.
Yes, thank you very much.
You guys
should hopefully by now both have your stickers. If anybody else is interested, you can go to paddedroom.podbean.com, click on the patron link and support this show. You can also buy t-shirts there and... do your shopping through Amazon. Black Friday
mm-hmm.
coming up, followed by Cyber Monday, which is where we want to be.
Oh, wow. Cyber
Monday. Do your Christmas shopping through Amazon. You're going to do it anyway, goddammit. Just click through the Podbean link at paddedroom.podbean.com. That mm-hmm. way you can support our show. We get a little kickback and everybody's happy.
Yeah.
In the meantime, for the Padded Room Podcast, Miss Monica and Buddy, I'm afraid visiting hours are over.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a great week.
Don't pick your nose in public.
Don't put it on your bed.
Don't eat it. Put it on your bed, but don't eat it, for Christ's sakes.
Nope. I want to know how to survive in my life.